Good morning po mula sa Philippines. Ako po si Benj.
At good morning naman. Ay, good morning.
Good morning din sa'yo, Cha. Good morning pa rin dyan.
At good afternoon naman mula sa Canada. Ako si Cha. At ito ang
Ano na?
With Benj and Cha. Alright, so, excited ka ba sa episode? Bakit nagsistretching ka dyan?
Alam ko, kaya ako matagal na nag-aaral sa UP para dito.
Ako medyo, alam po eh, nag-breathing exercises muna ako para kumalma muna ako eh. Kasi, kalmado is the key.
Lalo na kung mga ganitong klaseng usapan, ako, kailangan ako, talaga.
Alam mo ba, may mga kaibigan akong nagka-quarantine sila. Ang ano daw, nakikinig daw sila sa ano, sa podcast natin.
Bumaling siguro sila.
Ano tayo? Parang televangelist. Anong tag natin? Anong papagaling na tayo? Ilagay ang iyong kamay kung saan masakit. Ay, puso? Ganun.
Then send a seed.
Hindi po kami
prosperity gospel preacher.
That's not our gig. Ayan. Gusto muna kaya tayo ng comments or isang comment na naaalala mo.
Isa lang ang naaalala ko. Tagal na kasi kami hindi nakita nung pinsan ko, si Ate Lish. Hi, Ate Lish. Sabi niya sa akin, lumapit siya sa akin. Alam mo, ngayon pa lang ako nagka-catch up dun sa episodes nyo. And fan na ako ni Cha. Everybody, ano, likes you here, Cha.
Talaga ba? Talaga
na lahat sa akin. Oo.
Buti pa kayo gusto nyo ako, no? Crush baka naman.
Doon lagi uuwi, ano?
Lagi ko na lang tatandaan na at least likable ako, diba?
Oh, you have fans here.
Thank you so much. Meron naman akong mga friends na siniship tayong dalawa. Alam mo ba yun?
Mm-hmm. Ano, lahat na?
Just ko, alam niyo lang yung mga pinag-uusapan namin ni Benj. Ilaglag ko na si Benj kung sino gusto niya.
Yan tayo eh.
Ayan. Mm. Pero we appreciate that kasi ibig sabihin nun, maganda yung chemistry ng ano, ng podcast.
Nag-chemistry ka ba ng undergrad? Yun yung pinagsisihan ko. Ano kung bakit?
Oh.
Yun yung subject na 7 a.m. yung akala kong exam. 7 p.m. pala.
12 hours ka dun. Morning person ka naman. Kung 7 a.m., hindi pa gising yung diwa ko nun. Ang earliest class ko nun, 10 a.m.
Lagi.
Nalilate pa ako nun. Ay, nako. Kung night time ko yun. Sabi ko sa Lord, bakit kaya single pa ako? Tapos sabi ng Lord, siya, you were never on time. So...
Grabe. Savage.
Naisip ko din yun eh, na siguro yung slow-mo moment, dude ko. Slow-mo moment sana siya. Kaso, nagmamadali ako sa Palma Hall.
Tumatakbo ka ta siya ang slow-mo niya. Pinahanap ka niya, tas wala.
Imbis na ako sana yung highlight ng slow-mo, kasama ako dun sa mabilis.
Hindi kumpleto. Hindi na sinama sa pelikula yun. Kasi...
No. Ako naman ang comment ko, actually dalawa. Magkaiba siya. Pwede bang dalawa?
Oh, sige. Dahil wala namang batas dito sa ating podcast.
Sa classroom lang naman may batas.
Oh. Na bawal lumabas.
So okay. Yung isa, ano siya, early 20s. Ang pangalan niya, Irish. Hi, Irish.
And hi, Irish.
Sobrang tuwa niya sa podcast natin. Talagang sinishare niya sa lahat ng friends niya yung podcast. Maganda yon. Kung gusto niyo pagsabihan yung friend niyo, may gusto kayong paringgan, sendan niyo na lang ng link ng episode.
Tingin mo siya yung the one? Send mo yung episode 1.
Send mo yung episode 1.
Nahihirapan ka sa feelings mo with him or her?
Episode 5.
Mo
yung
episode 5.
Ang second ko naman ay palapit na siya ng 30s.
Okay.
Ano naman siya? Ang mga tatlong best niya pakinggan ng isang episode. So, si Manang Abs yun.
Wow! Grabe yun na may meditation nagaganap doon. May regurgitation na nagaganap doon.
Na-imagine ko na lang kung anong mga activities niya in a day. Tapos tayo yung boses sa ano niya. Sa head niya. Hindi kami mag-take offense kung saan nyo kami dadalin. Whether it's at work, sa trono.
Wala akong problema maging white noise.
And welcome back nga pala from Batangas, Benj.
Salamat sa... Lahat nagulat, alauna, nasa biyahe kami. Akabi ng kapatid ko, kuya, aalis ba talaga tayo alauna? Baka may curfew. Kasi galing kami Manila, di ba?
Nandito na tayo. Panindigan na natin tayo. Wala tayong commitment issues. Sabi ko po ba din kay Bench, may fear ako ng abandonment. Kalagitnaan ng podcast, iniwan ako. Medyo na-activate yun ng bahagya eh. Kasi hindi siya sorry at all, guys.
I know you can manage.
Can I just thank God for that? Sa tingin ko naman, kung merong award for the most people in a podcast.
Nasaan ba ang Oscars for podcasts? Please nominate us.
7 people in a podcast. Salamat nga pala sa mga kaibigan naming nag-guest. Sa Dekada Friends.
This was a very great episode. Maraming beses ko na po sinasabi to kay Cha, but I was really amazed with how that ended up.
Salamat talaga sa Lord. Grabe. Ayan. So, today is an upgraded episode.
Iba na tong levels na to. Yes.
This episode is Ask Benj and Cha
2.0.
Braver.
Stronger. Wow.
Stronger.
Higher.
DDSer.
So, nung nag-post kami ng questions sa Instagram, no? Pag-uusapan namin all things politics kasi hot topic yan, hot issue ngayon. Kaya hindi namin paralampasin yan. And marami naman pong nag-respond. Alam mo, totoo lang, these are questions na many people ask pero are afraid to ask it out loud.
Oo nga, may mga tanong talagang nakakatakot itanong. Pero siguro kaya nauna yung matatapang sa matatalino. So cheer natin.
No ba, yupi lang ang merong emoji? Actually, ayun, up na emoji yun. exclamation point. Wala kang makikita ng US thing ganun. Wala, nothing, wala.
So may dominant trait na, hindi, kami yan, yung emoji na yan.
Oo, UP tapos nakalagay down, left, right.
Hindi na natin pinansin.
Hindi siya up, UP siya. Alam mo, sabi ko nga sa magulang ko, nung tumatakbo pa lang tong presidente natin ngayon, medyo magkakaiba kami ng ano, ng political leanings. Nag-aaway-away kami. Alam mo, ma, hindi nyo kami pinag-aral sa UP para manahimik lang. Lalo na when we know what or think what is right. Siguro, yun yung isang dahilan kung bakit natin pinaglalaban tong episode na to. Kasi there are things that are worth fighting for. Wow, 500 pesos.
Tama. And yung sa UP, hindi lang kami kilala sa hubarang pagtakbo. Kundi kilala din sa pag-voice out sa hubad na katotohanan. Okay, so ano na tayo agad? First question na agad.
Okay, first question. Ito, mula kay Mafi. Ayaw daw niya ng politika, ikaw na lang ang mamuno. Nahirapan ako doon sa tanong
mo. Bench daw ang mamuno.
Oo, ako daw. Sabi ko.
Na-deconstruct ko na yung tanong, di mo pa natapos, na-deconstruct ko na. Pero ikaw muna.
Ang dami nung nagtatanong sa akin ng ganyan, di ba? Ang dami mong kuda, ang dami mong sinasabi. Bakit hindi na lang magpresidente? Sige, ako na lang. Game. Hindi pa ako pasok sa qualifications. Kailangan 45 years old. Pero sige, ako na lang.
Actually, ano yan, di ba? Parang medyo naging script. Ang hilig mag-deconstruct ng utak ko. May sagot na agad yun. Kasi nga, hindi ako. Bakit hindi ako yung magano? Kasi nga, hindi ako yun.
Ah, okay. Wow. Talagang iba. Actually, ang sinabi niya, ayaw daw niya ng politika. Pero, sa totoo lang, yung politics kasi ay, ano, everywhere. Noong 4 taon ako sa Polsai, pero konti lang ang natutunan ko. Konti lang ang na-retain pala. And one of that is that, talaga, politics is everywhere as long as merong two parties. Merong politics happening. Merong balancing of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere. Kahit sa relationships, basically, it's power.
Yes.
Yung balancing ng power between or among.
I actually like what you said there. Kasi yung tanong mo mismo actually recognize politics at play. Kasi yung tanong mo is, ayoko na ng politika, ba't di na lang ikaw yung mamuno? The fact na may concept ka ng pamumuno, di ba? That someone is medyo may higher authority than the others. That's politics. Politics is at the very thread of society building. Politics is one of the things na talagang you have to really look into. Na pag hindi mo siya tiningnan, you will never understand ang isang structure.
Okay. So I like correct. That. Kung ako lang po pwedeng mamuno, edi sana ako na lang, di ba? Pero hindi po natin maiwasan ng politika. Ang siguro ang minimension niya dito, or sinasabi niya dito, ay ayaw niya ng usapang gobyerno, ganyan. Kasi very contentious kasi ngayon talaga ang usapang politika. Hindi lamang sa Pilipinas, kundi sa buong mundo, no? Lalo na sa pagharap sa krisis ng COVID-19.
And why do you think, Bench, na mas naging apparent ang politics ngayong nagkaroon ng pandemic?
Kasi nga, mukhang lahat ng bagay ngayon, na desisyon ng mga politika, lahat ng mga patakbo ngayon ng gobyerno, ay matters of life and death na. Naging mas apparent, naging mas obvious na yung decisions ng higher ups, yung decisions ng those in power, really affect those yung nasa baba o yung nandun sa pinamumunuan nila. Kaya hindi mo maiiwasan na pag-usapan yung politika, lalo na sa ganitong klaseng panahon, dahil nga importante yung response nila para sa buhay ko, buhay mo, buhay nating lahat.
I agree. I think you realize, siguro kasi before the pandemic, the decisions that are made, kung may magdedesisyon man, hindi mo agarang nararamdaman yun. Pero nung nagkaroon ng pandemic, medyo nabawasan yung agency natin eh. When I talk about agency, it's your self-will.
So yung actions mo and yung kanilang repercussions.
Yes. Those limitations, hindi lang ikaw yung pwedeng mag-decide nung limitations na yon. Kahit na hindi mo to vino-voice out, there are other people who can make decisions for us.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people who actually affect your agency. And
kaya importante yon, importante ang politika. Kaya kailangan na yung mag-participate, diskurso. Hindi naman ibig sabihin nun, kailangan ikaw lagi yung manaig na tama. Ang kailangan maintindihan ng tao pagdating sa politika ay, hindi lamang ako yung affected nito, kundi pati ikaw. Kaya kailangan mong makitalamuha, kailangan mong makipagdiskurso. Kasi yung tayo at yung susunod na henerasyon sa atin, yun yung magiging, yun yung aani nung kung ano man yung itinatanim natin ngayon pagdating sa politika, pagdating sa kung ano yung gobyerno natin, yung kalabasan ng gobyerno natin.
Tama. And nothing is apolitical.
Mm-hmm.
This whole political thing that's happening around the world, it really forces us to look beyond ourselves because the pandemic is beyond just you. Pero also, I want to... dinideconstruct ko na naman tong namuno.
Kasi, okay, go.
Don't we lead in one way?
Yes, that's true.
Or another. Don't we all...
We're all leaders and we're all followers.
When you voice out your opinion, aren't you leading? It might not be a nation, but it's a discussion. You could lead a discussion. You could provoke people to engage in a discussion with you. I think we forget that early societies were built on this. Just people in a circle discussing things. Pag nakalimutan mo yon, the art of discussing, the art of engagement,
yes,
of ideas. Yan. It's not just noise. It's people engaging and discussing, compromising, modifying as they go. Diba? Next
ang
na.
Ganda nung, ang ganda nung ano na yun, ha? Ang ganda nung paglalatag na yun para sa mga susunod na tanong. Gusto ko lang i-emphasize po natin na importante ang usapang politika. Lahat tayo apektado nito. Kaya kailangan natin siyang gawin. O, next question siya. Go.
Next question. How do you reconcile your politics with what Jesus said or stands for?
O, sige. May sagot ka na ba dyan? May sagot na ako dyan eh.
Ay, ikaw muna.
Yung politics ni Jesus was not of this world. It's a different level altogether. Nung sinabi ni Jesus that the kingdom of God is here, he was instituting something radically different. What I remember with this question is yung sinabi ng Jesus regarding dun sa paying taxes to Caesar.
Kinuha mo yung verse ko.
Siya, pinauna mo ako.
Alam mo, nirebuke ako ng Lord na hindi ka inunahan ni Benj, magka-align lang talaga kayo ng thoughts because great minds.
Kasi sabi, di ba, pinatrap nila si Jesus nun. Should we pay taxes to Caesar or not? Kasi if you should pay, sinasabi niya na, di okay pala yung government na to and you surrender ka to it or parang you succumb to it. Pag sabi naman hindi, you're rebelling, susumbong ka namin, ganyan. Pero sabi ni Jesus, it marveled lahat kung nakikinig sa kanya. Parang you render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. You render to God what belongs to God. So, yung tanong is how do you align? Tama, di ba? How do you align your politics? I think it's not a matter of reconciling in the sense na kailangan everything should make sense, but more of what governs your decision making. Parang what I believe, what the kingdom of God says, what Jesus says, mas may priority siya pagdating sa applications, implementation ng decision making ko. And that even affects yung politics ko.
Nakikits ko.
You make sense.
You make sense. Because, di ba we established that everything is political. It's just always gonna be there. It just hit me that when Jesus was born, sinabi na you should name him Emmanuel, God with us. He's just as constant. For me, as a Christian, if I'm going to engage in politics, meron akong confidence. Kasi yung principle na dinadala ko, meron din siyang staying power. How do I reconcile my politics with what Jesus stood for? I'm a Christian first. Jesus is my identity. Everything else is an overflow of that identity. And so if I don't really know who Jesus is, I might misrepresent him in areas such as politics. I have these friends, Kat and Jaja. Meron silang podcast na Bad Vibes. Please check it it out on Spotify. My friends are atheist and agnostic. And these are, ano din sila, language majors din. So they try to reconcile people who claim themselves to be Christians with their political posts. And then, compare that with scripture. Siyempre, as language majors, kahit hindi ka naman Christian, you can do a text analysis of the Bible. Inanalyze nila, and medyo may cognitive dissonance sila ng bahagyan. Cognitive dissonance is when two parts don't make sense. They don't match, okay? So medyo meron kang, ha? They looked at people who claim themselves Christians, and bakit ganon yung political? So, for me, as somebody who professes to be a Christian, that was a really good wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just not enough to claim that you represent what Jesus is standing for. I really think that cognitive dissonance happens when you really don't know unang-una who you should be standing for first.
Correct.
You need to reach a level of confidence. Nakilala ko si Christ bago ko i-claim na Kristiyano ako. I think God gives us the grace to do that. Diba? By tradition kasi, sometimes we're given these identities eh. Na,
yes.
Okay. Pag pangalak mo, Katoliko ka. Pag pangalak mo, ito ka. But as you grow older, guys, this is also a personal decision that you must make. So first, knowing who Jesus is, so that I can represent Him well.
The spring from which all your decisions come from is from the fact that you are chosen ni Christ. No?
Yep.
Tapos, isang dadaluyan lang na batis yung politics.
And also, why do I engage in politics? Because Jesus engaged in it also. You know, if we really notice Jesus, He was always in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
He was very clear about that. The Son of Man has no roof over His head. Why? Mm-hmm. Because He was with the people. He was not afraid to question authority. He was not afraid to rebuke traditional...
The political leaders at that time.
He actually went a bit further. Tayo nga, social media and yung iba nagra-rally. Jesus was like in the synagogue, in the temples. In the thick of it. And if you really want to contextualize that, ano talaga yon? That was such a scandalous thing to do. And
kaya siya tinarget. It was really something na ano, parang kinukuha niya yung ano, thunder from the political leaders at that time, di ba?
I really think it was powered by his love for people. If you love people, you cannot avoid politics.
Just to clarify, he came not to establish or to overthrow yung current political setup. Sabi sa inyo, higher level siya. The kingdom of God came. Pero the way he acted, the way yung kingdom of God affects even yung politics nung time na yun. Dahil he brought the kingdom of God near. Yung relationships ng Christians with each other and with Gentiles, no? Yung Jews and Gentiles, that will be affected. Kasi may power play din dun eh. It's not like we have to reconcile. It's more like, no, this is the kingdom and it will radically change everything.
I agree na it's not really about reconciling it eh. Kasi it's honestly either you're actively participating or you're denying it. You just ignore it. You can engage in any discussion. And so maybe sa mga taong are not really into political discourse, they're engaging in other discussions na meron din namang power structures but not as scary as political discourse in terms of governance and leadership. And I want to affirm what you said na Jesus directly said he did not come to overthrow. That's why the Jews at that time were disappointed kasi they thought he was going to replace the king.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very clear about establishing a different kind of kingdom. And I want to remind our listeners that voicing out your political opinion, engaging in political discourse, is not rebellion.
Yes.
Hindi ka na komunista agad. Hindi ka na NFA, tagabigay ng bigas. Meron kasi nag-comment, yung mga taga-UP, mga NFA yan. Tapos may nag-comment, yes, we will rise up. Tapos yung rise niya, R-I-C-E.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Even though we say that Jesus came to not overthrow the current government during his time, he still used the analogy of a kingdom. Power structure din yun.
Correct.
Religion, Christianity is a power structure. We even give supreme authority to God. Walang way to just completely ignore it.
Yeah. Okay. Proceed ako sa next question.
Yes.
Actually, it was answered. No? Sabi, does our political leaning really reflect who we are?
Not only does it reflect who we are, it confirms or denies who we claim to be.
Oo, alam mo, kahit sabihin mong Christian ka, pero it doesn't show dun sa speech mo and the way you love people. Baka naman hindi po tayo Kristiyano kasi baka namin misrepresent mo yung Christianity by being just a Bible thumper.
The very act of establishing a profile online, that begins a conversation How you represent yourself. Yung paglagay mo ng verse, sabi nga ng friends ko na si Jaja Asikat, God's princess nakalagay, pero agree ka sa extrajudicial killings. May cognitive dissonance ng bahagya. And I really like the point that they make na si Jesus nga biktima ng extrajudicial killing.
Guys, come on.
Isa ka
kaya sila pumapayag. Ako.
Alam mo, you guys don't realize it, pero you're actually choosing the other person. Kasi hindi binigyan ng proper trial si Jesus Natakot si Pontius Pilate mag-engage in deeper politics. Natakot siya. Gusto niyang maghugas kamay.
Yes.
He mentally wanted to wash his hands off of the issue and he physically washed his hands after. Ganun yung kagustong iwasan ang accountability. So he wanted to not engage in political discussion. So anong ginawa niya? He let the people decide. And you have a group of people who did not know God properly.
Sinasabi nila that they know God and they know the rules, the laws, pero they did not act in justice.
Ano nangyari? They freed a criminal. Hindi nga prinaktis ni Pontius Pilate yung Roman law Parang ang prinaktis niya doon yung law ng mga Jew.
Sige, kayo na bahala dyan. You decide. I see no fault in this man. Grabe yun yung I see no fault in this man. Acquittal
Yun yung problema Sinabi niya na yung paniniwala niya pero his actions did not match what he believed in. Does our political leaning really reflect who we are?
It shows who you are pero it's not everything. Kung yung political leaning mo lang yung pagbabasihan mo of who you are, maraming taong deceived. Maraming kang maluloko kung political leaning mo lang yung pagbabasihan mo ng iyong identity, no? Kaya babalik tayo sa una nating sinabi na your identity should be rooted kung sino ka according to the Lord, no? Not who you stand with, kung pula ko ba or blue or dilaw or
wala nga dapat yan
Exactly. Kaya nga dapat, yung political leaning mo, it shows an aspect of who you are. Pero it's not everything. Namatay pa rin si Christ para sa kanya, kahit ano man yung nararamdaman mo towards that person. Ang kailangan manaig pagdating sa iyong identity at kung paano ka makikipasalamuha sa politika ay kung ano yung sinabi ni Jesus, hindi kung ano yung sinasabi ng current party, ruling party.
It significantly gives us an idea of who you are right now. And not just your political leaning, your political apathy also.
I get you.
The absence of something is already a presence. No comment is a comment. No stand is a stand.
It's a stand.
I saw this placard from, it was a photo of a political activist. Tumama talaga sa akin yun. Sabi nakalagay. Kaya ligtas ang mga tahimik ay dahil sa mga sumisigaw. Being silent at a time like this is a luxury.
True.
All the mental models in your head have the capacity to reflect who you are. Kasi nga, diba, first you think it. And I really like what Benj said na it's not just political. Syempre, yung cultural mo din, culture mo din, affect who you are, yung your language use. Syempre, it affects who you are. So, in a sense, hindi lang political leaning. Pero, ayoko kasing ayokong i-devalue yun. It can, talaga. Malakas siya talaga. Kasi nga, it's about power. So, powerful siya.
Okay.
Anyway, next question.
Gets. Next question.
Oh, we want to really clarify with our listeners that we're speaking as Christians. Our answers, our mental models are guided by Christian principles. Okay, so which brings us to the next question. Should a Christian engage in political activism? Why or why not?
Kailangan natin i-define kung ano yung political activism. Ako ang understanding ko pag sinabi mong political activism is that you participate. You are in the discourse.
Hindi ka lang humihiga.
Correct. Hindi ka political breather. Never lang. Oo, dapat merong kang activity. Ayun, activity. Merong engagement, merong movement, merong na towards a direction, towards a stance. And you participate in forming and informing yung audience mo, at least the audience given to you. Should Christians participate in political activism? Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Na, oh, you can speak, yes, no, pero you choose your battles well. You do not need to win every argument, pero you need to be in an argument to inform, to learn din, actually. Hindi naman ibig sabihin na ikaw yung nag-engage, ikaw lagi yung tama. To learn, to be in it, in the thick of it. Kasi nga, yung in-establish natin nung simula, it affects lives. The way you engage is a way for you to speak life din. To be a person who will make decisions and inform and affect yung decisions ng iba. Gets mo ba?
Nagigets ko. And I agree with that. Political activism is a range of things. Political activism is not just being on the streets. Political activism is not just joining a party list. Political activism is not just being from UP. Because politics is in everything. You can engage in every way din. Merong side ng spectrum na sobrang visible ng political engagement. So we're the activism sa active part ka. Tapos yung iba na sa ism lang. Hindi naman lang, nasa ism, diba? Choose your battles. May mga people who engage in, actively engage in political activism in a very, very visible way. Pwedeng nasa streets, pwedeng on social media, talagang they voice out what they believe in, they react to things that happen in society. Gusto ko yung sinabi mo na whatever audience you're given and whatever space you choose to take part in. So, when you take part in social media, you can do anything with that space, sa totoo lang. Kung gusto mo na gamitin yon to share memes, sige, diba, di gamitin mo yon. If you want to use that para mag-follow ng mga artista, sige, that's how you choose to use your space eh. But other people really go further and use that space. Kasi once you realize na any space has the capacity to influence, it's just really up to you how you want to use that influence. Para saan ko siya gagamitin? And so, some people are more active in that. Some people really intentionally make it a point na meron silang opinion every single thing. Is that a bad thing? No. That's the space they want to occupy. Eh tayo nga, we want the gospel to occupy every part. And I really like how Jesus connected with people first. And one thing to really connect with people is looking at areas that affect them. And politics is one of them.
Yes.
Ako naman, for people who are really politically engaging in their chosen spaces, I think we should also take a step back and not judge din yung mga people na hindi masyadong active sa social media. There's no telling, guys. Kasi meron naman yung mga hindi lang talaga sila active sa social media. Pero pag kinausap mo sila, they really have their political stance. Hindi lang kayo pareho ng chosen space. Meron din naman yung hindi sila nagre-rally, pero part sila ng organizations. They participate in social reform of some sort, di ba? You help in however way you can. Lahat yun valid. Ang ayoko lang talaga is when you start asserting yung political
yung
engagement
way,
mo. Yes, yung way of political engagement mo. Tapos ini-invalidate mo yung political engagement ng iba. Na it's really good na nagdo-donate ka, but it's not any better than people who engage in rallying. It's not any better than people who speak against injustice sa chosen spaces nila. Hindi ko naiintindihan kung bakit hindi yun pwedeng mag-coexist sa society. Magkaibang space naman yun, di ba? Kaya nga ang relationship,
yung street mas maluwang.
Kaya nga ang relationship, pag hindi na nag-work, kailangan ng space.
Yan. Yan tayo eh.
Gusto niya ng mga hugot. Pag hugot, dami yung kuda.
Doon maraming comment eh, no? Pag ganyan eh.
If you choose to take up space in social media, remember that all of that meron yung repercussions. The hashtags you use, whatever you activate na kinds of thinking, yung nire-repost mo, lahat yon may repercussions yun.
Ma-answer din to yung mga susunod na questions. Pero sasabihin ko na rin siya, no? Parang other people would think or would pag tinignan nila how I engage in politics, parang sasabihin nila, ano ba yan, hindi ka naman ganun ka-active or parang hindi ka masyadong vocal about the things you believe in. Una, hindi nyo ako pwedeng pilitin to do something or to say something na hindi ako comfortable with really saying and in the space na gusto nyong sabihin, magsalita ako. But more like when we say things, dapat ang perspective natin comes from a position that the Lord is still on the throne. Si Lord pa rin ay sovereign. In the end, He is still in control. Tulad yung sinabi mo kanina, lumalabas dun sa kung paano tayo mag-act in politics. Kung ano yung paniniwala natin eh. Pag kumilos ka ba or kung ano man yung ginagawa mo, does it reflect yung katotohanan na si Jesus is still on the throne? Diba? If that is so, dapat ang goal natin when we engage, ako personally, my goal when I engage is to educate and to show that justice and truth yung dapat paramount pagdating sa societies. Kung kailangan kung batikusin yung presidente, kahit sinong presidente pa yan, nabatikusin. Kasi he's not acting in a just way or he is not acting in line with truth. Nagsisinungaling yung presidente blatantly.
That's true. Out of all people, Christians should recognize injustice. Out of all people, ha? Whoever we're supporting now, kunwari, you support the vice president. Pag naging corrupt din siya, magsispeak up din naman tayo eh against this person. Although, good job naman ang ating Philippine Vice President. Kung sakali, ano, let's say, nag-act siya in a way na hindi na nagbe-benefit sa society, we should also speak up. Kasi the moment na hindi ka nagsispeak up, idolatry na yun.
Oh.
And,
idolatry.
Sabi niya kasi, give verses. Maraming verses. Kung verses lang, ha, to engage in political activism. Speak up for the voiceless. Take care of the fatherless. The orphan. I will judge you by how you love the least of these. Naalala ko yung the early church sa Acts to. Parang they had to re-strategize yung leadership kasi walang nag-aasikaso sa mga widows.
That's sobrang political nun, promise.
Politika yun. Oo. God cares. Dun sa nasa babang.
Nasa laylayan.
Should the political engage? I think you should. But the way you engage is not something we can dictate. Depende yan sa sitwasyon. I think that's why si Jesus sa tatlong taon niya na nag-ministry siya, iba-iba yung settings niya, no?
Correct.
And Jesus adjusted his speech according to the situation.
Sobrang daming nuances, lalo na nung woman at the well. Politically charged yung naganap dun. Very radical.
Yung ano, the parable of the Good Samaritan.
True.
Sobrang political nun. You engage according to your mental meter and kung kailangan mong magpahinga, ang hirap lumaban pag ikaw mismo wala sa tamang wisyo. Magpahinga ka saglit, tapos lumaban ka ulit.
Should you engage in political activism as a Christian? Yes. How? It depends.
Personally, the worst type of person you can be is somebody who has no political opinion. Because the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is apathy. Sabi ng Black Eyed Peas.
What's wrong with the world, mama?
People get really like, they ain't got no mamas.
1,000 downloads na tayo, baka ibang kanta na yung...
In fairness, sa Black Eyed Peas, mga propeta yung peg nila doon.
Oo nga, banda yun, ano? Grabe.
Iba din naman. Okay, next question.
Ito, more of a, ano to, no? Parang situational. Meron daw kasing church mate sila na wala na raw ganang mag-church kasi opposed sa admin yung pastor nila. Ano ba sasagutin to? Bakit ka ba nag-church, te?
Magkaibang issue kasi yun, te.
I mean, if nakatingin ka dun sa pastor mo at sabang-sawa ka na dun sa kung paano siya magsalita, you can speak up. You can say na, pwede ba natin i-atras? Kung hindi ka comfortable about it, di huwag mo pakinggan. Pero ang tanong ko, bakit ka ba nag-church? Wala na raw siyang ganang mag-church dahil upon sa admin yung pastor. Do you come to church for the political views ng pastor nyo? Although, I understand yung kung saan siya nagagaling na parang rinding-rindi na siguro siya. It depends on why you church or why you go to that church. Pwede kasing tama yung reason niya for mawalan siya ng gana, lalo na kung kunwari wala nang ginawa yung pastor nila, hindi na word yung pinagsasabi nung, baka nang wala ng Bible dun sa church na yun. And wala tayo sa position to assume that. At least we know that when you are in a church, you expect na magiging biblically sound yung pinag-uusapan dun sa simbahan na yun. Ngayon, sige, explore natin both ways. Yung pinakamalalang scenario ay wala nang ginawa yung pastor ninyo, kundi magsalita tungkol sa gobyerno, against or for, tapos wala nang preaching of the word, then I think it's time to leave that church. Kasi it's not church anymore. Hindi na siya simbahan pa ganun eh.
Can I just say that the opposite is also true? May mga political spaces din na hindi simbahan.
Correct.
Kasi whatever we are saying, we should also consider whatever we are not saying. So ang simbahan ay merong leeway for political discourse, pero hindi siya exclusively political space. Kasi the Bible has a lot more to offer.
So, in-explore natin yon, yung part na yon, yung wala nang sinabing iba kundi puri politika. On the other side, baka din lang yung nakikita niya sa preaching, kasi baka yung pinag-uusapan nila is biblically relevant, tapos nire-reject lang ng sistema niyang ayaw magbago o yung sinasabi ng pastor nila kasi... yun, may ano eh, hindi naman siya pinipilit pero parang nag-rema yung word sa kanya na, teka, meron akong kailangan baguhin sa sarili ko. Then, you better check yourself there, ate or kuya. Hindi natin alam eh, kasi sinabi lang niya church me. I-check mo yung sarili mo. Check mo, baka naman puso mo ang kailangan magbago, hindi yung sinasabi ng pastor ninyo. Baka yung puso mo yung tinuturuan ngayon ng Lord na magbago. Dun sa simbahan, ginagamit niya yung pastor ninyo. So, it's not a matter of your gana.
Alam mo girl, episode 10, heart check tayo. You can be perfectly valid. Pero medyo gentle warning lang na unless you really realign your perspective with what the scripture says or your heart with God's heart, you will always find a reason na mawalan ka ng gana. Kung kaya pa, engage in a discussion with your pastor. And as a pastor, dapat open siya dito.
Eh, kung ganun yung pastor, dapat open siya for feedback.
Pinasok niya yun eh. Ginusto mo yan. Although, can I just say na it does take a certain kind of courage to really put that in there. Alam mo, minsan, hindi lang courage eh. Minsan, kailangan din ng wisdom eh, how we present yung mga pinaglalaban natin. Meron palang ganong nararamdaman ng isa sa membro ng congregation. Ayoko rin naman i-invalidate si girl. Kung nararamdaman mo yon, communicate, diba? Tell your pastor. Okay. And sana yung tayo din, not just pastors, but if you have any degree of leadership, whether you hold Bible studies or you teach or preach to an audience, how you present what you want to say, sabi ng Bible, make the gospel attractive. What does that mean? Consider your audience. Consider the needs of the congregation. Be led pa rin by the Holy Spirit. Yung sa listener, we want to tell Ate Girl to check their heart, pero sa preacher din. Check your heart din.
Hindi natin sinasabi na perfect si sir, yung preacher, no? Sinasabi na natin,
or ma'am.
May
preacher na babae.
Gusto lang natin maintindihan na the way you say it, where you say it, how you say it matters.
Yes. Yung kay Ate Girl naman, at least alam mo kung anong problema mo. wala kang gana, but
do something about it.
Pray about it if you're fully convinced. Kasi kung talagang magiging stumbling block mo yun, marami namang simbahan, girl. Find a community that will allow you to grow. Huwag nating gawing politika din ang simbahan. Walang agawan. Okay. What should a Christian, in connection to the pastor, next question, what should a Christian do when faced with a corrupt government? Do nothing or get rid of them?
Dalawa lang ang choice.
Interesting, no?
Hindi lang yun yung pwede mong gawin. When faced with a corrupt government like Jesus, like Daniel, ang daming people in the Bible who faced a corrupt government and they chose to live the Christian way. I remember Nehemiah na he was so excellent dun sa kanyang vocation or dun sa kanyang occupation that yung pagan leader niya allowed him to build the walls and supplied yung
he was so effective in voicing out his stance.
And this king that he was serving as cupbearer to was the enemy ng Israel, diba? And that's the same way dun kay Daniel, diba? Sila yung sinakop, kaya nga sila nasa Babylon. Si Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Pero ano ginawa nila? They became effective people where they were planted. They represented the Lord and all that the Lord stood for. Ayun yung mag-pray kay Lord. Ako mag-pray ako kay Lord kahit ikamatay ko, kahit itapon niyo ako sa lions then or sa fiery furnace. If the Lord saves me, yun yan, nagbanggit mo na yun sa isang previous episode, diba? If the Lord will save me, edi he will. If he don't, yeah, if he don't, entuloy na hawa, tuloy ko siya. He doesn't. And he don't.
And he don't.
Oh, he don't. Oh, we'll still serve the Lord. Parang, if faced with the corrupt government, what's the right thing to do? Not shut up completely. Do what is right. Do everything out of love. Obey what the Lord commands. No? Kunyari, ikaw ay isang politician, ikaw ay Christian, and you don't participate in the corruption. Pero kung ikaw ay isang citizen na meron kang corrupt government and you feel that you're powerless going against that government, it doesn't mean na yung corrupt government has the final say. You live the way that you are called to live, whatever position or situation you may be in. Mapalad si Daniel, tsaka si Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, si Nehemiah, si Esther. Papalad sila. They were situated in a position that they can really affect change for Israel. Pero when you're an ordinary citizen, again, render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. You still need to pay taxes, man.
Ang hirap kasi ng mga should eh. Parang medyo imposing eh. But if I were to align my answer with scripture, The first thing siguro that I would highly put forward is that when there is corruption or any issue at all in society, take a stand. Take a side. Because ang mga lukewarm, hanggang dulo ng Bible, yung warning that if you are lukewarm, wala kang pinaninindigan, sala sa init, sala sa lamig, God will spit you out. You need to take a stand. Because Jesus, kahit nahirap na siya, he still had to take a side. And what was his stand? Is to do God's will. Not my will, but your will be done. I agree with Benj. Take a stand and then act or behave according to your audience and according to the influence and the resources that you were given. We cannot expect everyone to behave a certain way. But The more privileged you are, the higher accountability you also have.
Yes.
For example, the poorest of the poor sa society. Yung accountability kasi nila, hindi katulad mo eh. Kung ikaw ay isang educated member of the society, educated in the sense na institutionally educated ka, parte ka ng middle class or working class, gets mo ba? Parang if you are...
Oh, parang ganito. If you're given much, much is required few.
Yun! Kinuha ni Spider-Man yun sa ano eh, sa Bible, sa totoo lang. Siguro kaya ako, when faced with a corrupt government, umayos ka, depende sa kung gaano kaayos ang buhay mo din. The way I see it kasi, tayong mga middle class, mas malapit ang agwat natin sa mahihirap kaysa sa mayayaman. Hindi ko kasi naiintindihan what you plan to do with your education. Kahit di mo yan sabihin, you want to be a part of something significant. Ito, isa lang ah. If you really want to change the world, a bigger portion of the world belongs to the poor. So, use your voice to speak for the voiceless. Use your education for the uneducated. If you want to make the world a better place, don't make it better for the people who already have the best. The people in power, the people who are part of the 1%, the people who are beneficiaries ng capitalism. But you need to make it better for the oppressed. What should a Christian do when faced with a corrupt government? Take a stand. The Bible is very clear about this. Corruption is a sin.
Say that's wrong. Sabihin mong mali yun.
It's not just saying that something is wrong, but sin is also not doing what's right. Eh.
Correct. So James, yan.
Take a stand and then express that stand whenever the opportunity presents itself. Can you live your life in such a way na hindi ka mag-engage politically? Pwede naman, but in terms of your impact, are you really being Christ-like when you don't think of others? I wasn't always vocal politically, but when I realized, I realized that when I post online, meron akong certain audience. Hindi ko naman sasabi that a lot of people are looking up to me, pero meron kang influence. Gift yon in the sense that you can influence people, and curse yon in the sense na pwede ka talaga makriticize. Pwede ka talagang magkamali, and tanggap ko na yon na if I make a mistake, then I will just have to own up to it. At least may paninindigan ako. And a word of warning lang din na if you really want to engage in political discourse, hanggat kaya, be informed.
That's the responsible thing to do, talaga.
Guys, sa lahat ng bagay, if you want to be a Christian, be informed, magbasa kayo ng Bible. If
yes!
When I read something, I really read up on it, and then align that with scripture, hindi sila pwedeng contradict
Sa Twitter ngayon, meron na siyang ano, bago mo i-retweet, parang tatanungin niya sa'yo, you might want to read this first before retweeting it. Parang ganun.
Ay, wow! Ang ganda ha!
Oo, meron na siyang ganung option ngayon. Tapos may link dun sa, ano, bago mo i-retweet. Informed ka dapat bago mo ipakita sa mundo na yun yung gusto mong pakitang opinion mo, di ba?
Even din sa Christian life natin eh, kung meron kang opinion, check mo yung original source, check mo muna yung Bible. Kahit naman sinabi yun ng pastor, kahit naman sinabi ko yun, and yes, let's say, isa ka man sa mga tao na, oh, fan ako ni Cha. Wow! Lakas! Kuwari, fan ako ng ano na, ganyan. Kahit na, guys, tao lang din kami. Check the Bible also. Please feel free to correct us. And kayo, ganun din. Pagdating sa political opinions nyo or political stance nyo, check the original source din. Not just the original source, actually. Basahin nyo din yung other side. Ginagawa ko rin yun. Binabasa ko din yung other side. Basahin nyo kung sinong nagsulat, anong agenda nung nagsulat, what is in it for the person saying it. Kahit na social media yan, guys, naniniwala ako na pag hinarap natin si God, He will take that into account. Tatanungin correct niya rin tayo how we behave. Sabi ni God, diba, away from me, I do not know you. That's not as scandalous now. Now that you are seeing na parang, grabe pala, no, meron pala talagang mga taong they don't match how they act or how they talk. Yun. So be very careful lang sa social media, but not too careful naman na wala ka naman ang gagawin.
May time for posting, may time for reflecting, may time for rest, and may time to speak up. Learn when.
Yes, read the seasons.
Alam mo kung ano sinasabi sa Bible about governments? Si Lord yung nag-overthrow and yung nag-establish sa kanila.
But can I just clarify that?
Go.
I think that's one of the most misinterpreted verses when sinabi na God establishes authority. And so a lot of people, a lot of Christians take that to mean na blind submission. Na gagawin mo lang kasi si God naglagay sa kanya bilang president or bilang leader ko. Guys, hindi kagustuhan ng Diyos yun kung nangyari ang establishment ng isang authority in a sinful way. Kunwari, alam natin na binili yung boto. Kunwari, I'm not pointing to any politician, but learn your history. Gawain natin yun. And we will reap the consequence of that. When God establishes authority, kailangan biblically aligned pa rin.
Kahit correct.
Kahit nakuha mo ang posisyon, pero hindi naman siya aligned sa biblical standards, hindi ibig sabihin nun, God established
it. Inalaw ng Lord yung tao na yun to be in that position at that time because of his plan. No, nasa, kunyari, si Adolf Hitler. Gusto ba ng Lord yung ginawa niya? Hindi. Pero andun siya. Andun siya sa position na yun. So should we follow him blindly? No, that was a wrong thing to do. To kill, to massacre millions of Jews. God allowed that. Does that mean God likes that or loves that happened? No. Maaring pinadaan ng Lord yung time na yun, situation para merong lumabas si Dietrich Bonhoeffer, isa siya sa mga Christian, few of the Christian ministers noong panahon ni Hitler who went against Hitler because all the churches were for Hitler.
Eto, this is one principle I follow. Hindi pwede i-contradict ng scripture ang sarili niya. Pag nagko-contradict yun, you're missing out on something.
Your interpretation mo yung mali.
God cannot contradict himself because God contradicting himself is a contradiction. To our friend, Sid, shout out, Dr. Sid, please correct us if we're wrong. But how I study scripture is I look at the word and then I look at other words that are connected with it in other parts of the Bible. So when the Bible says God established authority, I also look at other things that God establishes so that I get a better idea of what that means. I read other parts of the Bible and dapat ano yun, you do old, you do the new, dapat hindi magkocontradict yun kasi magkakaibang writers yan eh. And that's the great mystery of the Bible na nagkakasundo-sundo siya. There's a verse in Psalm that says God established the foundations of the earth. What God establishes will last forever, will endure forever. When God establishes authority, hindi ibig sabihin nun, sunod na lang ako. Any authority can claim na in-establish sila ni God. Time will come na for me, when something does not last, then it becomes very clear who establishes it. And as Christians, we should be
very
able
Gamaliel
to... Yes, and as Christians, we should be able to recognize pag evil na yung core. We should be able to recognize kung injustice na yung pinapatakbo. Kung corrupted na yung pinapatakbo. And if it does not last, if it does not stand to the moral principles of the Bible, then that's not godly anymore.
Dadagdagan ko lang yan, no? Yung kingdom, yung throne ng Lord is established in righteousness and justice. Anything that is unjust, anything that is not righteous, is not of God.
Yes, and going back to Hitler, God allowed that sa earth. But what happens after that? God stays the same. Ipapractice pa rin niya yung justice niya. And that's not only true for Hitler, that's true for all of us. Lalo na sa mga taong nakiklaim that they are representing him. And this is also what I say sa mga ano, hindi naglalas na relasyon. Minsan, God just allowed it.
Yeah.
Ay, lakas ng yama. Nag-flashback ba yung buhay mo? So, sa mga...
31 years. Anyway, go.
Okay, next question. No? In light of the recent American election, do you think democracy is a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing for what? Bad thing for what? I can always say that it's a good thing for one society and a bad thing for another.
Ako, I have a hard time with anything that's binary. These are all constructs. So, nothing is inherently good and nothing is inherently bad. And biblically, anything of the world is corruptible.
When you talk about in light of the recent US elections and what democracy can represent, siguro, it's a good construct for many, no? Pero also, when we look at it as a model, it's imperfect as well. Marami rin siyang mga chink.
In light of the recent American election, it was good in the sense that it was democracy that allowed us to vote, that allowed us to protect people's choices. I think it's more than democracy. I think we're really at a time when there's a generational shift. The youngest voters now come from the Gen Z. Tama ba ako? Tayo, Bench, millennials tayo. And millennials...
Ikaw millennial ka, ako Gen Z. Ako din.
Baka kidlatan ka dyan. Nag-aalala ako para sa'yo.
Mag-stay lang ako sa bahay para di ako makidlatan.
The generation before us really held on to tradition. Boomers as well, which we will talk about pagdating sa mga Duterte supporters. But a lot of them are boomers. And people coming from the boomer generation, what was most important, you have to understand what's most important in every generation. So sa boomers, what's most important to them is order. Kasi they are the generation na parang naranasan nila yung war.
Chaos.
So what's important for them is order. So, mas importante ang order kaysa justice. Is that right? That's not the point. It's a way of understanding what is happening. Sa bahay namin, iba-iba kaming generation. So, my dad is from the boomer generation. My mom is the generation in between boomers and millennials. Yung mga walang masyadong political opinions. Parang walang masyadong defining events during their critical years. Wala silang masyadong inclination to have a political opinion. Parang
ganun. Kasi ikaw, millennial.
Nakatingin ka ba sa salamin? Kasi sabi mo, ikaw eh.
Gen Z kasi ako eh. Anyway.
Ang kapal mo ka ako. Saang parte? Dumating tayo. So mga millennials naman, we have half and half. So we hold on to traditions, naiintindihan natin. And at the same time, ano din natin, during our generation din, lumabas yung technology. Open din tayo to change. Ano? Kaya nga ang mga panganay na galing sa millennials, medyo ano yan, mga peacemakers yan. More likely, naiintindihan nila yung magulang nila, kung saan nanggagaling yung mga magulang nila, at kung saan nanggagaling yung mga kapatid nila. Kaya nila both. Whereas the Gen Z, wala silang masyadong ano, wala silang masyadong attachment to traditions. A lot of older generations will look at that as disrespectful. No, they're not being disrespectful. Hindi lang talaga nakakapit sa tradition yung generation nila. They are the generation that are into change talaga. And they value justice. The good thing that that has done in the US elections is that a big part of the voters are from Gen Z. At ang maganda sa mga Gen Z, dahil kebs sila sa tradition, kebs sila sa trapo, diba? Traditional politicians. Kebs sila. So they will vote for, sa tingin nila, will lead to progress. I really think political discourse is about to change. That's why sa Philippines, if we really want change, guys, kung parte kayo ng younger generation and you can vote, please register to vote.
Bukas na po ang COMELEC from 8 to 3. huwag muna kayo mag-TikTok ng mga isang dalawang araw, pumila kayo sa Comelec. Kasi alam mo, dati naalala ko, nung una kong time na mag-register, nagpatumpik-tumpik ako. Jumil lang ako. O, edi ang haba ng pila. Last day ng ano, mahilig tayo sa ganun, no? Yung last day ng ano, ng registration, tapos doon pupunta. Ngayon, magpa-register kayo.
Please, wow. please register to vote. Whatever you vote for, you're voting for your future. Voters from previous generations, even if they vote now, ma-outlive sila ng mga desisyon na pwedeng mangyari ngayon.
Alam mo, may naalala ko dyan. Kailan mo si, ano, si Mike Birbiglia?
Dami mong kilala?
Oo, marami talaga akong kilala. Si Mike Birbiglia, ano siya, comedian siya, and sobrang galing niya. Yung ganyan yung sinabi niya, na parang, sabi niya, nung 20 years old ako, wala akong pakialam sa pagboto. Pero ngayon na meron akong 5-year-old na anak, parang pinagsisihan ko na hindi ako bumoto noon. Kasi kung ano yung itsura ngayon ng bansa ko, yun ay dahil sa hindi ako bumoto noon.
Totoo yan.
As ngayon, yung anak ko, pwedeng mag-suffer dahil sa hindi ko pagboto dati. So parang ganun din tayo ngayon, guys, na yung consequences ng voting or not voting or not even registering, it will affect not just you, no, but also the generations that manggagaling sa sibling.
Please register to vote. If you are part of the younger generation, please register to vote for your future. And if you're part of the older generation, please register to vote for the future of your children. Kahit kaming mga millennials, this will not affect us as much as it will affect the Gen Zs. Kung nakakarinde ang politics, it's about time that Gen Z stepped up because mas marami kayo. And you are not voting for the futures of millennials, the futures of boomers. We have already reaped what we sowed. Kayo yung may opportunity to really incite institutional change. I want to empower this generation that you should not be defined by how the older generation depicts you or think you are. You are not just defined by your mental health. Kasi sa totoo lang, we really owe a huge apology to the Gen Z. A lot of the mental health problems are brought about by older generations, sa totoo lang.
Yes.
Sorry sa kung paano lumabas ang mundo for you. At the same time,
you can change it.
Moving forward, you can change it. For us, kami ni Bench, we are educated, privileged people. We will do everything it takes to use our influence and use this podcast to advocate for what's right. Next one is, ito, how should you treat so-called Christians who openly support a vile and racist president? I can think of so many people.
Ako, my stance remains the same. I will love them as the Lord loved them. I will love the leader that we have and pray for the leader we have as the Lord loved them. I will say when they're wrong. Kasi kapag love mo yung tao, sabihin mo, ikokolot mo siya kung mali siya. Pero dun sa how should you treat people na ano support, namatay pa rin si Christ para sa kanila. Magmumukhang sirang plaka kami or ako pagdating dyan sa ganyan. Pero hindi dapat magbabago yung the way that I treat a person just because of their political beliefs. Mm-hmm. Pero at the end of the day, I'm called to love them. I'm called to be the neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Mabait si Bench kasi. Mas mabait si Bench kaysa sa akin.
Kaya nga sinabi ko, ako lang eh.
Ako admittedly, there are times na hirap ako ipagdasal ang ungodly leader. Mahirap talaga siya. It's really a struggle for me. But how should you treat so-called Christians who openly support a vile and racist president? Heart check. Talaga ba? Tanong ko sa inyo, how do you make that work? That you love God and love what He hates? How do you make that work? Yes, I'm called to love you and I'm not called to like you. Let's just be very clear. Attitude agad. I'm called to pray for you. Syempre, yung laman ng prayers na yon is kailangan ko rin i-check yung heart ko. Mamaya yung pinagpipray mo pala.
Precatory pala, no?
Oo. I'm called to extend kindness to you.
Parang ayaw mo, ha?
Alam mo, there are a lot of things na contradictory to our sinful nature and God is changing us. Christianity is a process and madaming ano. But yun lang. I'm called to be that, not for your sake, but also for my sake. It's turning away from my sinful nature and acknowledging that with the power of God, I can become Christ-like. How do I treat those so-called Christians? If I have influence over those Christians, then I engage in discussion.
Correct.
If I don't have influence over those so-called Christians, parte siya ng troll farm. I don't engage. Choose your battles then.
Gusto ko siyang i-connect dun sa question na last. What are your thoughts on kung kailan tatahimik at kung kailan ka magsasalita when in conversations with others na iba yung opinion from you? Una-una, dapat, what you will do should be enveloped in love.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, mm-hmm. merong filters na kailangan mong i-check. Merong kailangan check muna, no, na una, values mo. Pareho ba kayo ng values? Kasi baka magkaiba naman kayo nung wina-value, ang ending niyan, either magka-away kayo forever or wala kayo mare-resolve. Check mo yung relationship nyo. Yung relationship mo ba is enough that you can speak over this person? Pwede mo siyang sabihan na, alam mo, friend, person, you're wrong and I say this out of love. And lastly, gusto mo ba na dito talaga tayo mag-discourse about this? Ito ba yung tamang lugar to do this? Or merong mas magandang opportunity? Gawin natin those opportunity na yun. Lahat yun dapat envelope ng pag-ibig. So dapat you act out of love. So, kailan ka tatahimik at kung kailan ka magsasalita, when speaking will not be loving, you will always have conversations with people na iba yung opinion sa'yo kasi you will not agree on, walang taong ganun. No?
That's good. That's good, diba? That when there are people who disagree with you, that's good.
And you acknowledge that, dapat. Hindi pwedeng, wag kang may echo chamber tayo lahat, but don't stay there. No?
Mm.
You need to people. Pero yun nga, you have to check. Pag yung sa troll farms, talagang hindi ko sila i-engage. So, kasi iba yung agenda nila sa agenda. Oh. Yung agenda nila, gusto nilang kumita ng pera out of life. I will not have any of that. Sometimes, the loving thing to do is to speak up. And sometimes then, the loving thing to do is to
hold back. Yeah. I really, really like that. Other than speaking the truth in love, another principle that I go by is number your days. Whatever political stance you get, you mm-hmm. get 24 mm-hmm. hours. It's really how valuable you think that time is. And another thing that I go by as well is that your days are numbered and it is certain that the master is coming back. Parable of the talents, right? And he is really going to come back for us. Not because he wants to measure our performance, but he really wants to see how fruitful we are with what we have been given.
Yes.
Kailan magsasalita, kailan magtatahimik, kung magiging fruitful yung conversation. Okay, ako bumalik sa Gospels eh. I really wanted to see how God dealt with that political atmosphere. With the last US elections, there were people who were asking me how they should react. And I really think, guys, yun yung best way eh. When somebody comes forward and is really open to becoming informed and educated, huwag nyo i-push away na, ano ba? Dapat alam mo yan. But the people who come to me and ask, sincerely ask, ayoko talaga si Trump. Kasi ganito siya, but at the same time, yung party niya stands for what I believe in. How do I reconcile? Yan yung magandang reconcile. How do I reconcile that? Mm. And I think at that point, saka dun ko na lang i-exert yung energy. You look at the bigger picture of things na tama ba na I like the party list principles? Tama naman yun. But what matters more? The biblical principle na I elect a government that will allow me to practice my faith or representation? Parang representation kasi si Christ nga eh. God did not allow anyone else but it had to be His Son. It had to be Jesus who represented God to us. So in that sense, representation matters more. Yung mga ganun, it was a really fruitful discussion. And it turned out that the person I was talking to was part of a bigger group where he had influence over other leaders. Mm. And so, yun yung sinasabi ko na you need to look for avenues na fruitful siya. So now, okay. This person says, okay, thank you so much for this engagement, for this discussion. I wasn't his echo chamber because he formed his own opinion. He said, from what you said, this is what I believe in. And from what you said, this is what I cannot compromise. That's okay, diba? You make your own stand. And then he said, okay, I'm gonna look for the right time to speak up dun naman sa area of influence ko.
The Lord gave us discernment when to speak. There is a time for everything. Kaya things ganyan. Alam mo, I really get spirit, ano, yung very spirited discussions with other people with this. Lalo na kapag mahal ko sila. Meron akong, nakagalitan ko siya, pero hindi naman, alam niya, na nagagaling ako sa isang position na hindi magkakaroon ng damage sa relationship namin yung difference namin ng opinions. Kaya kung sabihin sa kanya na, ito yung pininiwalaan ko, ito yung opinion ko regarding that candidate, that president.
At mahal pa rin kita.
Yes, correct. Ganun dapat. Doon yung doon mag-start na parang assured ako. Hindi magbabago yung relationship natin as brothers and sisters in Christ dahil lang sa opinion that I am holding. Kasi what's more important for me is that we both agree on the more important things. Nag-agree tayo that Jesus Christ is Lord. Nag-agree tayo that God is on the throne. Nag-agree tayo na whatever happens to my vote and your vote, God can use that for His glory and for my good. If we agree on those things, we can still go to church. In the end, yun nga, dapat informed ng relationship natin with the Lord. Lahat ng magiging discussions, lahat ng magiging usapan. Kasi I think people should learn and to see that, no, when we engage people, na they know that you're coming from a place of love, not a place na gusto mong i-establish na ikaw yung tama.
When you said that something was offensive to you, I could easily see why, because it was personal to you. Mm. But I think it's more than that. I think it's more than, I always get these comments na, siguro that's why you like the vice president, kasi taga-UP din siya. There is a point, but at the same time, it's bigger than that. And I want to connect that with the last question that we have for today. And that is, what is the most infuriating quality you find in most Trump or Duterte supporters? I would have to say that what enrages me about the DDS or the Trump supporters, what enrages me, it's not the person, but it's what you enable. Let's talk about this whole construct of enabling something. When you enable something, we are at a point in time where we have access to so much information. There's really no excuse. Nahaharap ka sa Diyos. And to say na, oh God, I didn't know that I enabled that. We need to understand that there are layers to things, that an action is never just one singular action in time, but it has repercussions. For example, Rappler, ABS-CBN. When we fight for things like that, we're fighting for more than jobs. We're fighting for more than those companies. Because the moment we take a side to get that shut down, you are enabling something. Tatandaan niya, you are always enabling something. So you have to be careful kung anong ini-enable mo. What did that enable? It enabled state media to get shut down nang ganun-ganun na lang. What happens? Ang daming other systems na naapektuhan. Freedom of speech, more than employees.
Dissemination ng information.
In a pandemic, ha? It's more than just mga artista makawala ng trabaho. It's so much bigger than that. So siguro yun yung ano ko, yun yung that's what I find infuriating is when people don't realize what they are enabling. The kind of things you enable. Ano yung ripple effect nung pinaninindigan mo?
The reason why people do not realize that is because they do not stop to think about this thing. Karamihan ng reactions ngayon, knee-jerk eh. Karamihan ng reactions ngayon ay because of what's hype. What's entertaining. Kaya naging pangulo yung pangulo natin kasi entertaining siya nung election eh. Diba?
When you think about it, it doesn't make sense to me that elections have to have like yung mga dancers. Di ko naiintindihan yun.
Yung senador na nanalo dahil sumayaw siya sa TV. Para. Let's stop and think.
I talked about this the last time, but I'm trying to like really move from simply criticizing people na hindi sila critical to educating people how to be critical. If you really want to be critical, you don't have to come from UP. Anyone can be critical.
Kailangan maging informed, correct?
Yes. The first thing to being critical is to not take things at their face value, but to dig deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper to realize na pag ito yung stand ko, ano mangyayari? Pag nangyari yun, ano nangyayari? And the further you go from ano yung epekto nun sa'yo to epekto nun sa oppressed and the least of these, the more critical you become. Actually, the more Christ-like you become.
Mm-hmm.
We have this whole notion of toxic positivity. Ang ibig sabihin nun ay sa sobrang positive mo, ang toxic na pala.
Meron, nakakatulong.
Hindi ka pala nakakatulong. And I saw this hashtag na just help. Ang ironic, di ba? Yung hashtag mo na just help, hindi naman nakatulong in the long run.
Yeah.
when you think about what things you enable, you want to go for the long-term effect. Pwede naman mm-hmm. both eh. You can help for the short-term and you can advocate for the long-term. You can choose to close the gap
yeah.
between you and the oppressed. Pag sinasabi ng mga tao na nahihirapan na sila, nahihirapan na sila. Hindi naman ako galit. It's, ano lang, it's a plea. Guys, marunong tayo magmahal. Kasyado tayo eh. So, kung magmamahal na rin lang tayo, love deeper. Love like Christ ooh, na tayo. Yes. Isagad na natin.
In the end, when God looks at us and mag-ready siya to say, if we have been good and faithful as His servants, the way we deal with people pagdating sa politics, the way we believe, what we believe, yung praxis din, how we act out what we believe in, is also something we will be accountable for. Your action or inaction regarding things that are yung heartbeat ng Lord, yung heartbeat ba niya? Pareho kayo ng heartbeat? Do you grieve over the things that God grieves? Do you hate the things that God hates? Do you love the things that God loves? That's what you'll be accountable for.
No? How I also form my political opinions is that it doesn't have to be an end all be all. Na if this is my opinion now, pag mali ako, they grow. There are a lot of things involved in politics. So, gusto ko sabi mo, your action and inaction, kahit na hindi ka mag-participate, may mangyayari. So, I guess yun yung sa akin. Be on the right side of history. Both the history of mankind and his story, God's story. Medyo seryoso yung topic natin today.
Oo nga eh.
How do we close this? It's so hard to close it.
How do we close it? E di, ang gawin nyo po, let's continue the discussion online. Pwede nyo po akong i-follow BJ Y. Hieronimo sa Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I do not have all the answers, pero let's discuss.
Please yeah. tag me at Chad the Podcaster on wow. Instagram.
Now a public account.
Now a public account. Papalitan ko na lang yung dulo depende sa time ng buhay ko. So at this point, Chad the Podcaster, tapos magiging Chad
the wife.
Yeah. Oh!
Kinila! Totawa siya doon.
Tawa muna! Tapos magiging Chada ito. Yung nakaakit na ako sa heaven.
Chada Ascension.
So yun, let us know what you think. And if you have suggestions for upcoming episodes, meron na kaming ideas, pero kung gusto nyo isdagdag yung inyo, pwede na ba?
Oo nga.
Action agad. Sige, yun lang. Bye!
Alums!